Now, since the death of George Floyd, there's been a lot of discussion, protest, and in some cases, violence over racial inequality in the U.S. That conversation has worked its way into the world of sports, including Native American names and logos. The Washington Redskins franchise has been under heavy pressure for years to drop its name. This morning, the team put out a brief statement saying the name and logo will be retired. It did not say what the new name will be, but ESPN reports the franchise will likely retain its burgundy and gold colors. The move came after several companies, including Nike and Amazon, stopped selling the team's merchandise. FedEx also threatened to pull its signage from the team's stadium. In addition, the Cleveland Indians are rethinking their name, but the Atlanta Braves and Chicago Blackhawks are standing by theirs. Ariane Eason is an assistant professor of psychology at the University of California, Berkeley. She is with us to talk about this issue. Ariane, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
What is your reaction to the team saying, as of today, it is going to do away with the name and logo?
You know, I think it's been a really hard-fought battle for Native communities in order to create such a change. But, you know, I'm happy that now it has been done. I think there's been a plethora of evidence to come out to suggest the harm that Native mascots do to Native youth and Native communities, that this has been a long time coming.
Well, and that's interesting. As you said, this has been a long time coming. This is certainly not a new issue or the first time or probably even the 10th time that it's been raised, but there seems to be traction today that there has not been in the past. Why do you think this particular moment in U.S. history is a turning point on this debate?
Yeah, you know, I think that the United States right now is in a moment of reckoning, and people are more open to acknowledging the systemic injustices that exist all around us for many communities of color. I think people of color as a whole are tired. They're tired of being oppressed. They're tired of being marginalized. And really, this is just the tip of the iceberg, you know, and at the end of the day, you know, I think that the Washington team name is also just the beginning. As you mentioned, there are many other teams out there that continue to use Native mascots. And there are many other issues that we need to continue to shed light on in terms of this moment of reckoning that we're in.
Some supporters of these names and the imagery that go along with them have said that they're actually honoring the Native heritage. In fact, President Trump recently tweeted, they name teams out of strength, not weakness. Why do you think that this is not the way that Native Americans, when they are surveyed, generally see it?
You know, I think first and foremost, really the psychological research regarding Native mascots is clear. So there's no psychological benefits for Native people being used as mascots. So two decades of research has showed that for Native people, being used as mascots lowers self-esteem, it increases depression, suicide ideation, and it lowers achievement-related future goals. So what people think they can do in the future. And it also lowers the belief that one can positively impact their community, right? And so when you really think about it, this isn't a question of are you honoring, right? It's the difference between intent versus outcome. One can intend to do something that's honorific, but at the end of the day, it doesn't have those consequences. And it's important to recognize that outcome is more important than intent in this case.
Some listeners may remember that there was a Washington Post survey that came out in 2016, so about 4 years ago, that showed, according to their research, that 9 out of 10 Native Americans said they're not offended by the Washington team name. That's quite different from what you gathered. Any ideas for what accounts for that disparity?
Yeah, I think that's a really important question. And I think first, what I would say is that it's important to acknowledge that Native peoples aren't homogenous or they're not a monolith, right? So there are differing opinions on this topic. And I think when it comes to our study, you know, I think I stand behind what our study has found. You know, it was peer reviewed. And essentially what we did was we built on the scientific literature to investigate who it was that felt most offended, right? And what we were finding is that when you take aspects of people's identity into account, you get really important demonstration of the nuance on this issue. So what we saw was that people who are highly engaged with their native communities felt more offended, right? So overall, our poll found that 49% of Native Americans that we sampled were offended by the team name. And essentially what we ended up showing was that people who felt more connected to being Native, so who being Native was important to their sense of self-esteem and self-worth, right? That number jumped up to 57% felt offended. For people who are highly engaged in their Native communities, that number jumped up to 67% being highly offended, right? And if we kind of expanded beyond just the Washington team name, which is something that the previous poll didn't do, but thinking about what are behaviors that are associated with the use of Native mascots, so wearing headdresses or fans doing the tomahawk chop or things along those lines, we also saw really high and consistent levels of offense that, again, depended or got stronger for people who were highly identified with their Native with being Native American and engaged with Native communities.
We're talking with Arianne Eason right now. She's assistant professor of psychology at the University of California, Berkeley. She led a study that came out in February looking at Native Americans' responses to caricatures of Native culture that are used as sport team names and as mascots and logos. There's a report, Arianne, that one of the leading candidates to replace the team's name is the Warriors here in Wisconsin. Marquette University used to be the Warriors until 1994. Then it was changed to Golden Eagles on the grounds that Warriors is offensive to Native Americans. Would changing the team name to Washington Warriors be any kind of an improvement?
Honestly, not really, because at the end of the day, the use of Native mascots, it's not just about the team name and the fact that it's a dictionary-defined slur, right? It's about the fact that using mascots tries to attempt to co-opt many people's identities, and that, you know, when teams use Native mascots broadly or mascots that evoke this sense of connection to Native people, what it does is it opens up Native people to experiencing more racism and discrimination, right? So rival team members are then licensed to use such an identity in a negative or derogatory way or mock Native American cultures. And it's those actions in particular that fuels a lot of the offense for the opposition to the use of Native mascots. So ultimately, it's not really a win. It's still perpetuating the same problems that existed before.
We're talking about the renewed debate over Native American sports team names with Arianne Eason. She's assistant professor of psychology at the University of California, Berkeley. You can join in at 800-642-1234. How do you feel about Washington's NFL team dropping its name and logo? What about other teams like the Cleveland Indians, Kansas City Chiefs, or Chicago Blackhawks? Do you think those teams are honoring Native Americans or insulting them? And has the death of George Floyd and the recent focus on social injustice changed the way you feel about Native American names and monikers? Give us a call at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email us at ideas@wpr.org. We'll continue the conversation in just a bit. Stay with us here on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Judith Sears Poisson. We're continuing our discussion about Native American team names after the death of George Floyd and the racial tensions that followed. The Washington NFL franchise announced today that they're retiring their longtime name and logo. The Cleveland Indians say they're reconsidering their name as well, but other teams like the Atlanta Braves and Chicago Blackhawks say they're sticking with theirs. Arianne Eason is an assistant professor of psychology at the University of California. She led a study that came out in February showing that more than half of Native Americans say they're offended by the Washington football team's name. And we want to know what you think at 800-642-1234. Is it right for that team and other sports teams to drop their Native American names and logos, or do you see them as a sign of respect? Has the talk about racial inequality after the death of George Floyd caused you to rethink your support of Native American names? And if you're Native American yourself, where do you draw the line between offensive and honorable? Are any names that refer to Native Americans okay? Give us a call at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page or tweet us at Central Time WPR. And Ariane, the Cleveland Indians, as we said, are reconsidering their name. They have already retired their longtime character logo, which was very much a caricature, Chief Wahoo, in 2018. Manager Terry Francona says there's no intent of being disrespectful, but many say that that's not a good enough reason today. How widespread do you think that is?
It's not clear how widespread it is. I definitely think that they have made a good move in terms of getting rid of both the logo last year, retiring the logo, or I guess 2 years ago now, and moving towards really taking seriously the call that Native communities have put up. Intent really isn't enough. At the end of the day, when you think about what are the consequences of Native mascots and when do we consider drawing the line as a society, there has been enough scientific literature out there to suggest the negative impact that it has. And so it really begs the question of why are people so tied to holding on to these things when it's been demonstrated that their intent is still having negative consequences. So in some ways, polls from Natives or non-Natives shouldn't be the gold standard of when we decide to make a change. It should really be the impact that's being caused. And if we really take that lens of what impact it is, I think the decision is very clear. It's time to retire all the mascots.
Let's go to the phones at 800-642-1234. And Logan in Green Bay is up. Hi, Logan.
Hi. Just a very test comment, ma'am. Important thing is perception. If somebody is being subjected to a behavior that's either complimentary or dishonorable, if they feel uncomfortable, they obviously perceive it as an insult. So why argue over the point? Just accept the wishes.
Thank you for that, Logan. So Ariane, Logan's saying, if the person who it is directed at feels it's an insult, it's an insult.
I completely agree with that.
Thanks for that call, Logan. Let's go back to the phones, and Lori in Madison is up next. Hi, Lori.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to say I do think it's very offensive, and maybe us white people don't know very much of our history, but if you just imagine there's a small nation of people, a more powerful nation comes and takes over their land in a very bloody and horrible way, and then let's say that the new leader's son takes over after his father dies, and he says, hey, no hard feelings, everybody, right? I love you guys. I'm going to name my pet after you. That's offensive. That's the kind of, it shows domination. Hmm. And I think it shows domination. That's my opinion.
Thanks for that call, Lori. And Ariane?
I mean, I think that at the heart of that comment, there are some important pieces to highlight that using Native people as mascots demeans, dishonors, harms, and dehumanizes Native people, as the caller was speaking through. And if you really look at the history of, take, for instance, the Washington team name, which is perhaps the most egregious of them all, that's really rooted in the scalping of Native American individuals historically, right? In what way is that honor? But even if we extend beyond that, one of the core pieces of communities' fights for justice is identity and being able to assert who a group is through their own lens. And the use of Native mascots creates this picture of who Native people are that's inaccurate and is dehumanizing.
We're talking right now with Ariane Eason. She's assistant professor of psychology at the University of California, Berkeley. We are talking about sports teams' names that are some reference to Native Americans, and especially in light of the Washington football team's decision today that they are going to retire their name and logo. Let's go back to the phones, and Jim in Wausau is next. Hi, Jim.
Hello. I have two questions. Thank you for this. Anyway, it's a great subject. Number one is, I was wondering, has anybody researched how these teams got their names? Was it done actually in an effort to promote our Indian heritage from when the Indians were here before many of us were here? And then the second question is there a slippery slope to this thing, whereas we then have to start looking at renaming our cities and lakes and things like that too? We have a Lac de Flambeau up here, which is means Lake of the Tortures, and that's exactly how the Indians were fishing in dugout canoes with torches. It was an awesome heritage thing. And
all right.
So my concern is that
I'm going to stop you there, Jim, because we don't have a whole lot of time. I want Ariane to be able to respond. So why are there? It's a great question. Why are there so many sports teams? Let's take that first, that do have this association with Native Americans.
You know, honestly, I'm not entirely sure. I think that if you look across our national narrative, so the stories we like to tell about who we are as a country, Native peoples do really loom large in these types of narratives as these brave warriors, a lot of very stereotypical things. If you look at the statement that the Chicago Blackhawks recently put out, you'll see some attempt to show that they're doing homage to the neighboring Sac Fox community. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think really when we ask the question of how did they get their names, that's one thing. But we look at how these names are used. And if you look at what the usage, it doesn't create a space of honor. You look at what rival teams do, right? And you look at the ways in which these teams license fans to dress up as Native caricatures, to paint their faces. So it almost is a totally separate issue of how did they get their names and what did they hope for in their use, because that's not how they're being used and it's not reflected in that. And so really at this stage, I think that, you know, we cannot have a space in which Native mascots are used respectfully, especially in a sports context where there are rivals and fans who are non-Native. And then towards the second question, if you could remind me quickly.
Whether this could be a slippery slope and where we would need to start renaming towns and lakes and cities.
Oh, okay. So here, I think that we really have to take a hard look at where a lot of the names come from. It's one thing to draw a name from a Native language, right? That is potentially an example of what Native people called a space before settlers and colonizers came here. I think that's a really different space than leveraging identity as a form of naming, especially when that identity is not your own group's identity. I think there are a lot of places where we as a nation need to take a hard look at what we're doing, what we're valorizing, and what we're engaging in. I think it's not only naming of places, it's about what holidays do we celebrate? Why do we continue to celebrate Columbus Day? He was one of the most brutal colonizers of history, in history. Like, why do we continue to have monuments throughout the United States for early colonizers like Junipero Sierra, right? So I think there's a lot of spaces. It's not a slippery slope. I think it's really taking the time to understand the importance of history, the importance of narratives, and the importance of one's identity.
A caller who couldn't stay with us wanted to say that it's important to remember that the changes are being driven by lost ad dollars, not because they finally realized it's the right thing to do. And Ariane, as we wrap up, is that part of what's going to drive change is the financial aspect, not necessarily an ethical awakening.
I think that's completely true. I think that in this case, it has most definitely been a financial backing. But, you know, you can think of that as a means to ends right now. And given that more companies are trying to talk about how they are moving in a space towards ending systemic racism, you know, financial leveraging finances and money can be an effective means to promoting the change that many people want to see throughout this nation. I would hope that the ethical consideration would have been more important, but in this case, that's not what was going on.
Well, Ariane, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Ariane Eason is an assistant professor of psychology at the University of California, Berkeley. She was also the lead author of a recent study showing that most Native Americans are offended by the Washington football team's name and moniker. We talked with her about the renewed pressure going on right now on professional and other sports teams to change their Native American names and logos.